Hello, boy.
Stand there, baby. Yeah. If we make any bet, Los Angeles and San Diego.
We could do it in Los Angeles, but it would be more costly. Gopal says that the main concern with the Hindi books is keeping the cost as low as possible so it can be sold in India.
You know, plate making, we have got our machine. So it will be cheaper.
The price that he is getting in India is very cheap. He says he can do 20 pages a day composing. He's got one place in Vrindavan that he uses and another place in Delhi. So if each place is doing one different book, two books can be done simultaneously at 20 pages every day.
20 pages, pause.
Costs about $1 a page.
Well,
in India. To compose. About it.
And he there?
If we did it in America, it would not be less expensive. It might be even more expensive, because you have to order a special font for the Hindi alphabet. Hmm. I've gone over this with Gopal, and he says that so far he is able to keep up with the translators. He is just now in Bombay giving some more books in Hindi to the printer. Bhagavatam 1-3 and Bhagavad Gita in Hindi are going to the printer. And the translator is just still working on the first volume of Second Canto. As far as printing, this printer in Bombay called Usha is giving us very good service at a very low price. So it's a good place to print the books, the Hindi books. There's no question of buying equipment in India because it's too expensive for us to buy our own equipment.
No.
Plus it will not be repaired when it breaks.
That is very risky.
We can tell these composers that we are offering so many books for many, many years to come. We will give you so much business if you work faster.
Hmm. Bring a little Bhaskar.
Bhaskar. Hmm.
Bhaskar.
They asked me what your program can be initiated for the people on YouTube and the Institute for Higher Studies. So I suggested that there was some auspicious time in Vrindavan, like the master me, to hold a conference, the Institute, when the Institute is going to hold the home. It's always been involved in July. So I suggest that we're coming, all the scientists together. In fact, it was in Christian consciousness, scientific philosophy. We invite scholars from Delhi and surrounding down communities and hold a
seminar
conference. And, so we get into that. Mm. I mean, that would be quite appropriate.
Mm.
It would be quite appropriate so that we can start start propagating the message. And I will, they're making a pamphlet, so I'm going to tomorrow, not a sermon, I'm going to print it in Delhi. So, you can do some nice program from Bombay, and at that time, most of the schools in India are closed, so, you know, all the nice conference in Vrindavan. We have slideshows, and I will see the building tomorrow. This is the place that we have. Post that we have a nice hall, so that we can present a nice slideshow and specific topics.
A good day to the radio.
Thank you.
Yes, we invite some scholars. I saw two students come from Delhi today. They are MCOM students. So I already started talking about an institute here. They are interested to participate. So we can
keep our busy. Institution. Something must go on. We're going to rest now and provide description of this.
I think it will also be good for the Gurukul to tie together, because we have this institute and Gurukul together, and we are a little more attractive for the program.
But did you talk with Bhakti Prem?
I haven't talked with him too.
Give me, hold on. Yes. Keep always busy, that is.
Yes. I think you have a nice conference here in Dallas. It's very appropriate also to do this all the work. I always like to have an idea. Born Maharaj is the original plot. I was always attracted to this plot of land. You can hear about him.
Yes.
The original is the Prabhupada's idea in 1974 when you suggested about Born Maharaj's little plot of land. I was very fascinated in the
but
land.
He is quiet everything. Oh, yeah, but
no. Since now we have a nice building working here, so we can one of the our scientist Marwa, he suggested that he wanted to stay in Vrindavan, do some nice writing work. So it's really good for I spent some time here doing some writing also.
When your books have been published?
Ready in September, this for Janmashtami. So we are coming at a time to open also in Bombay.
Yes, so make program in India.
We are actually making a brochure saying that whatever the institute venture says.
We have saved some money in Los Angeles. So we can add it. Always keep busy, every time.
We titled the series of the talk as Bhaktivedanta Institute Lecture Series on the Origins of Life and the Matter. And we give the synopsis of what Bhaktivedanta Institute is. And then we give the little biography of the candidate who's going to speak. We also announce the topic that we're going to speak with little told me that one of the manuscripts is really solid in Los Angeles, in our press, community press. Told me that they will send us for the final revision. Rana Balaba, he told me that one is just about to be ready, our manuscript, our booklet. So, but before, I am planning for we start lecturing, so we can distribute that also by the same time. That's time. Maharaj promised me that he's part of all the engagements in India. He's traveling from library to from college to college. So I'm sending him my brochure and the timetable that I plan to spend about the next Mayapur festival to all the India program, finish all the all over India. Programs.
Yeah.
And after that, I plan to go to Europe for about 4 or 5 months. So I already discussed with the British group. We have one scientist devotee in England. His name is Gyana Das. He's from Gyana's Manor. He wrote me a letter. So the British group told me that he came back all the engagements in Europe in the scientific departments. So I was about to write him a letter. He also wants to participate in the project. So